This meditation will guide you through the 5 stages for manifesting a dream. The first 3 stages, we will be developing our ability to feel for our intuitive messages. Our intuition speaks to us through soft, subtle whispers. They can only be felt. Our intuition is the way our soul communicates to us. The first stage of this journey is creating space. Imagine the sky above you. An abundant, spacious sky that stretches for as far as the eye can see. As far as your imagination can reach, there is vast, open spaciousness. In this first stage, we'll imagine breathing in this same spaciousness that surrounds us and bringing it into our physical body. From the crown of your head, breathe in and feel the opening and expansion happening in your chest. Feel your ribs spreading, stretching. And as you exhale, sink and soften into the ground. Let go of any resistance or tension. Breathe in. Open and expand, filling the body with spaciousness. Which moves through and breaks up any hard, stiff, uncomfortable bundles of stress or tension. As you exhale, let it go. Let go of any emotions stored in the physical body. As you inhale, continue opening and expanding. And as you exhale, just release and relax. As you breathe in, fill the body with as much fresh oxygen, prana, and vital energy as you possibly can. Moving that fresh fluid of space throughout the body. And as you exhale, release the forehead, the jaw, the neck, shoulders, your stomach, and your pelvis. These are the areas of the body where many people store their stuck emotions and their stress. If you know of a particular area in your physical body where you hold tension or stress, or you have pain, take a moment now to breathe in with an intention of opening and expanding, and then release and relax as you let go of the breath. Move your awareness into the mind, inhaling this open spaciousness into your mind, and allowing the mind to be free from the busyness of thoughts and distractions. Create space in the mind by simply watching the present moment. As you create space within your body, you're creating an openness, a blank canvas for newness to arise. By releasing the clutter, you make room for more things that you love. Just by being here, in this position, lying or sitting, being here, you're creating space in your schedule. You've created time. You've created space in your body. And you've created space in your mind. This is how we make room for our dreams to manifest. Now let us move to the second stage of this meditation. Being right here, right now, in this present moment. Similar to how we created space, focus on the breath, but bring your awareness to the sensations as you breathe in. Bring your awareness to the area just around your nostrils. Feel the air moving in and out. Does the air blowing out of your nostrils cool your skin? Do you feel a tickle on your nose? What subtle sensations and details can you feel? And are you finding it difficult to stay focused on the now? Does the mind wander, distracted by thoughts? Just watch the present moment through the sensations that you feel as the breath moves in and out. And if the mind wanders, as it does, compassionately redirect it back to this present moment. Bring your mindfulness back to the area of the nose without frustration or irritation. Maintain that open, expansive, peaceful spaciousness. And compassionately, without judgment, continue bringing the mind back to the nostrils. If the mind is wandering a lot and it's hard to stay compassionate, you can use a Zen counting method to help you stay present and to develop that mindfulness. This trains the mind to focus and concentrate on the here and now. In the same way as watching your sensations. To practice the Zen counting method, you can inhale and count one. Exhale. Count one. Inhale. Count to two. Exhale. Count to two. Continue counting like this up to four. And then back down to one. If you lose your place, just begin again at one. And as the mind becomes more focused and concentrated, feel free to experiment drifting away from the counting and moving back into the subtle sensations you're feeling. I'll give you a moment of silence to just be present, to be mindful. stage one, we created spaciousness. And in this stage, stage two, you've explored into that spaciousness and developed mindfulness. This brings us to stage three, exploring into the body by feeling. With this mindful awareness, feeling for the sensations, feel into the spaciousness within you. Feel the energy and atoms bouncing around in your body. Just feel. Without hearing, seeing, smelling, or tasting, just stop, rest, and feel. By creating this space and awareness to deeply feel into what is happening within you, your feeling for your intuition, and seeing the messages, you're feeling the messages of your soul. And without looking for anything, just feel. Let things float in and float away. Feel the energetic body. Even if you aren't aware of the anatomy of your energetic body, just feel into it. Feel the area around your organs, even if you don't know exactly where they are, just feel and explore. There may be messages, ideas, emotions, feelings, epiphanies or pings that are speaking to you. And for now, try not to hold on to them. You can take note, but stay on this journey of self-inquiry within the body. If you can feel into your spaciousness with this mindful awareness on a regular basis as a ritual, you may find messages repeating themselves to you. And this very well may be your intuition sending you a message. And you may feel an urge to act on these messages. But continue dedicating this time only to feeling. Because not only is the dream revealed, but the path to manifest it as well. This is the key to becoming fluent in the language of your soul. Now, let us move into the fourth stage. The fourth and the fifth stages are for manifesting. We take the messages we clearly want to act on. If you aren't yet sure what it is you want to manifest or what your dream is, what you want specifically, then continue practicing those first three stages, and the messages are sure to come. When the messages of guidance come, there are often, almost always, blockages that come with it. These are logical and intellectual reasons why you believe you should not go after your dreams. Perhaps you feel you're not enough, you're not worthy or capable. Perhaps you tell yourself, time isn't now, you can do this later. Do you tell yourself the dream is too far-fetched? It will be too difficult. These are limiting beliefs and they're blocking you. Stage four is an exploration to feel what your blockages are. Then you will unblock them. By dissolving blockages, you're growing your connection to your soul. You're creating more freedom. As you unblock these blockages, you create more spaciousness and you become more intuitive, opening your horizon and your perspective and moving closer towards your manifestation. There are many practices for unblocking. In this meditation, we will use affirmations. First, realize what excuses you are saying to yourself for not going after something. What is stopping you from being the happiest and most content version of yourself? Now, create an affirmation to retrain the brain to think otherwise. If you're telling yourself you're not capable, start repeating to yourself, I am enough. I am capable. Other affirmations are, I am ready. I am enough. I am worthy. Every dream your soul sends you is a journey to overcome these doubts and limitations. This stage is not about thinking your way to getting somewhere. It's about feeling your way and continue creating spaciousness by letting go of these limiting beliefs, dissolving the blockages. The final stage of manifestation is to believe you are worthy and to believe that you can do this. Move your awareness back to the nose. Take a big, deep inhale. And as you inhale, remind yourself that the universe is keeping you alive with every single inhale you take. Every inhale is flowing through you, rejuvenating every cell of your body. And as you exhale, you're releasing and diminishing anything you no longer need, such as those blockages, those past experiences, and those stuck emotions. Remind yourself that the universe is keeping you alive with every single inhale you take. Every inhale is flowing through you, rejuvenating every cell of your body. And with every exhale, you let go of anything you no longer need. And just as we create on the inhale, we must let go. And the universe is supporting you, just as the force of gravity is keeping you here on Earth. The universe is supporting your life in a million different ways. If you trust in this God force of the universe, or whatever it is you believed, it will always help you along your journey, especially your soulful journey, manifesting your dreams. So now state clearly what it is you want. What do you want in your life? What do you want to become? What is it that you want to do? The more specific and detailed you can get, the better. And the universe will help you to create this reality. If you do all you can in a calm, spacious, mindful way, you can relax because the universe will do the rest. Tell yourself, I am worthy. I was put in my body to do exactly what my soul is asking me to do. and my soul is asking me to manifest this, to create this reality. And repeat after me. I am a powerful, soulful being with an abundant, spacious openness, supported by universal energy to manifest my dreams. And to create the reality that I want. If there was one stage that felt particularly difficult or you felt resistance to, move back through this meditation and stay longer in a certain area if you're called to do that. This meditation is an introduction to the five stages for manifesting a dream. To help create the life you want to live.